This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Over the past 3 weeks, the New England Patriots have scored 126 points. Their opponents have combined for 34. It's been a long time since anyone would characterize a successful team coached by Bill Belichick as surprising, but at 11-2, the Patriots are outperforming most prognostications. Joining me now to discuss the Patriots and the NFL's other Super Bowl hopefuls is Mike Reese of ESPNBoston.com. Mike, welcome back to Only a Game.
No, thanks for having me.
New England was 9-2, but the buzz surrounding the team really got louder after the Patriots blew out the Jets and the Bears over the past 2 weeks. What is driving their success?
Well, if I had to start with one thing, it would be quarterback Tom Brady. You hear people say it all the time about the game of football. The quarterback is the most important player on the field because he always has the ball in his hands. Tom Brady is playing as well as he's played over his 11-year career, and that's saying something because he's had some great moments over his career.
Some observers questioned the logic of trading wide receiver Randy Moss earlier this season. Shortly after the deal, the Patriots made another deal to bring former Super Bowl MVP Deion Branch back after he'd spent a few seasons in Seattle. Most receivers would love to play with Tom Brady, but why is Brady so excited to have Branch back?
Well, one of the things that's sort of been unsaid is that I think Tom Brady felt a little bit of a mental pull to keep Randy Moss involved. Randy Moss was entering the final year of his contract, and he knew he wasn't going to have as good statistics this year as he did last year because the offense was changing. With Randy Moss no longer on the team and Deion Branch, who is going to care less about his statistics and be more appreciative of being back in New England where his talents could be maximized, it sort of takes a little bit of a burden off Tom Brady. In a way, he's almost been liberated a little bit.
The Packers visit New England on Sunday night, and they will most likely be without quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who suffered a concussion last weekend. How do you like the Packers' chances tomorrow and beyond?
Well, if they have Aaron Rodgers, I like their chances. They're playing for their playoff lives, if you will, and I think they're a good team with a very good defense, a type of defense that could hurt the Patriots. But the drop-off between Aaron Rodgers and the backup quarterback, Matt Flynn, is significant. And if Rodgers doesn't play, I don't like the Packers' chances.
Regarding that concussion that Aaron Rodgers suffered, is there more pressure on teams to keep players out an extra week, perhaps, because of all the talk about head injuries and ongoing problems?
Yeah, there is, and I think that's a good thing, Bill. The awareness to this issue is out there now more than it has in the past, and the fact that Rodgers in this critical spot for the Packers, they need this game to win. The fact he might not play, I think it's a good sign for where things are right now.
Despite Ben Roethlisberger's suspension earlier this season, the Steelers are in first place in the AFC North. Pittsburgh hosts the Jets tomorrow. The Jets are in a bit of a nosedive. They've lost two games in a row. So this is a big game for both teams. Who do you like?
I like the Steelers in the game because they're at home. And of course, you know, one of the things they'll be coached up on is watch out on the sideline when you're over on that Jets sideline.
They suspended that guy who tripped the opposing player. You mean they got another guy over there ready to pull that stunt?
You never know. You never know. No, I do. I like the Steelers. They're tough at home. They're also playing good football. They've won four games in a row, and they've done it in different ways. And probably the thing with them that's most impressive is that they got off to that good start without Ben Roethlisberger. I think that built a lot of football character. You hear that term thrown out a lot, but when you can win without one of your top players, it sort of builds confidence among players.
In the NFC, Michael Vick's success in Philadelphia has earned him a lot of attention, but Vick's former employer, the Atlanta Falcons, this is the only team besides New England with 11 wins. Is this the year quarterback Matt Ryan and company make a deep playoff run?
Well, as long as they get home field, I would say yes. And the key game to look at is going to be December 27th when they host the New Orleans Saints, the defending Super Bowl champions. The Falcons should win this week at Seattle, and that sets up that huge game against their division rival, the Saints. The Falcons are a different team when they play inside in that Georgia Dome. So tough to beat there with Matt Ryan. So if they win that game, I'd say absolutely this team is set up for a deep run in the playoffs.
Mike, the Giants and the Eagles are battling for the NFC East division title, but the Redskins are stumbling. According to the Associated Press, Washington will bench Donovan McNabb tomorrow in favor of Rex Grossman. So, good thing McNabb finally got away from those quarterback controversies in Philadelphia, eh?
Exactly right, and I think this is one of those situations we have to credit the Philadelphia Eagles for making a very tough decision. When they traded Donovan McNabb, a lot of people were saying, what are you doing trading this guy, a franchise icon, and what are you doing trading him to a team that we play twice a year in our own division? So I think you look at the way things have unfolded and you say, well, maybe they knew what they were doing after all.
Meanwhile, the race to the bottom is on in the NFC West, where all the teams are under 500. Will we see a division winner with a losing record hosting a playoff game next month?
You know, I think we will, and it's going to really spark the debate on if they should change the way you seed teams in the playoffs, because it's been a given that if you win your division, you get that home playoff game. And a couple of years ago, owners talked about changing this, and one of the owners, Carolina Panthers owner Jerry Richardson, gave a very passionate speech to his fellow owners and said, we need to keep things the way they are. It's a reward for the fans, our season ticket holders. They know that if you win your division, you get that added game. And I think that speech really galvanized a lot of the owners to say, let's keep it the way it is. But if you see a team with a losing record hosting a game, perhaps that will change this time around.
Mike Reese covers the Patriots and the NFL for ESPNBoston.com. Mike, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.